Okay, we're doing the laws of preparation for Shmoneh Esrei. We're up to the 15th chapter, the 18th Adacha. Hayal med betvila ve'fiach, person standing in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He knows he shouldn't pass there, but it happens. So, mamtina chichle arech. So he's not allowed to continue praying, being that there's a bad smell now. So he waits till the smell dissipates. And this doesn't matter if it's he who's the cause or someone else is the cause. We wait till the smell dissipates, v'chozeh u'mitpalel, and then he continues praying. Let's say a person feels like he's got pressure in his stomach, and he's in pain, and he sees he's not going to be able to contain himself. If he's standing in private, no one else is going to see what's happening. So then, he takes 4 steps back, as though he's walking away from prayer, saying like, excuse me, God. And then being that he can't wait, so he's going to pass air. Umamtina chichle arech. And then he pauses till the smell dissipates. V'chozer limkomo umamshich bitmilato mimakom shepasak. And then he takes his 4 steps back, and he continues his conversation with his creator. V'im itpalel bevet hakneset. But let's say he's davening in shul. So he's not comfortable doing that, right? It's a little bit embarrassing. So then, en tzich la'achik la'charav mipnei abusha. He doesn't have to take the 4 footsteps back, but he'll have to pause in silence until the smell dissipates.